Welcome, everyone. Welcome online. Praise the Lord. Let's all stand and start praise and worship together this morning. Thank you, Holy Spirit. We welcome you into this place. Hallelujah.
Oh, I bless the Lord. Oh, my soul and all that is within me, bless His holy name. Oh, bless the Lord. Oh, my soul and all that
Lord, oh my soul. You say it's what you do. Lord, you're too committed, Lord.
You're too committed to leave me. You're too consistent to leave me halfway.
Yes, Lord, what you start.
What you start to always finish. And I've come to realize you're too faithful to fail me.
Yes, Lord. go back to the top. All my life, all my life.
And all my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. Every breath that I am
Father, you are so good. Your loving kindness and your tender mercies sustain us. You breathe your word into us, and we became living souls. In your word, there is no corruption. Therefore, Father, we thank you that this day, by your incorruptible word, we are sanctified, made holy, righteous, upright, walking before you by the Spirit of truth. All this is possible because of your mercies and of your grace. From Genesis to Revelation, your grace is pronounced over our lives. And Lord, we embrace that grace. We embrace your mercy. And we thank you, Lord, for your faithfulness. All my life you have been faithful. All my life you have been so, so good. With every breath that I am able, I will sing
of the goodness of God.
I will sing, I will sing
of the goodness.
All my life I will sing of the goodness of God. Thank you, Father.
Thank you, Lord.
What a privilege to speak to you through the name of our sovereign Lord Jesus Christ. Thank you, Father. Thank you, Holy Spirit, for working with us, praying with us, praying for us. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for interceding for us. Thank you, Father, for your mercy extended. We give you praise for all things, Father, in Jesus' mighty name. Amen. Praise the Lord. Somebody shout hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen. God is so good. You may be seated. Thank you, worship team. Don't go out. Just go to your seats. Come back to your seats. Don't go to the banquet hall today. Come. I want to talk. I want to say something. I want you to listen. I want everybody to sit. I want to speak publicly to every one of you about something. Last Friday, during the prayer meeting, I shared a powerful testimony. So we prayed for families and interceded. I shared a testimony of a woman that was barren. And this woman was prayed for and believed God for a miracle. And the instruction that had been given to her was to, she has received, if you have, then do the necessary things that you will be doing for a child. And that meant that this woman, and this is a true story, this woman set up a room, a crib, and this woman that had been barren for many years had a baby. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Isn't that a powerful testimony? And the reason I want to share this, and I'm going to come to it in just a moment. We've seen God do miracles like that. So many. I remember the Ottmans. That's the last name. They were childless. The doctors here, they attended here actually. They received their miracle. They've had babies. Oh, they stopped producing. Okay. And thank you. Really appreciate that. And that's exactly why I am talking to you about this right now. Thank you for helping with that. So they had the baby, and then they stopped having children, and they wanted children, and they were struggling. Nothing was happening. We spoke into their lives. A baby came. I can recount many like that. But when I was telling that story, that testimony, which is a true testimony, I had a check. I was trying to remember who that miracle belonged to. Who was it that we ministered to that had that result? And I couldn't place my finger on it. On Saturday, during the night, the Lord spoke to me. He said, that testimony that you shared, true as it is, was not your testimony. I said, oh. That's why I was having a check. That was not our testimony. That did not happen with our ministry. It happened with somebody else. I said, what do I do? He said to me, you have to correct it. So that's why I'm standing before you right now. I'm saying, that testimony was correct. But it had nothing to do with our ministry, even though we have had testimonies similar to that. But that was not our testimony to share. I want to be certain that everything that I say from this pulpit is pure, clean, proper, undefiled, not compromised in any way. It's got to be the truth and the truth only. Amen? So I wanted everybody to hear me directly so that it's not secondhand. When you hear it secondhand, the story begins to have all kinds of commas and semicolons and brackets and everything else. So please, I stand repentant before the Lord concerning that particular testimony, which is a truth testimony, amen, but not a testimony that came from us directly. Something I've heard and incorporated, so I plagiarized somebody else. Testimony. God forbid. God is more than enough to do his own stuff. Amen? I don't need to embellish it. I don't need to do anything, you know, contrary. Amen? So, I stand corrected before the Lord concerning that. And so, that's that. That's out of the way. Amen? I have obeyed the instruction of the Lord. And at this time, I'm going to have Mama come, lead us in our time of prayer and intercession, and we'll go on to experience all the Father has for us in this new day. It's a new month. Amen? It's a new month, and God has new things, fresh things for you. Amen? Be ready to receive the word of the Lord. Embrace it. And let it equip you to live fulfilled. Praise the Lord. Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord. I'll ask him again about what that, I didn't even hear the first part, I'll ask later, so praise the Lord. Praise the Lord. It is well. Praise God. All right, stretch. If you've embellished anything, when you hear something like that, you should also just tell Lord, I repent of my embellishment. All right? All of you just go, amen. You should be repenting also. Amen. Let me help everybody now. Say, Lord, I repent of any type of embellishment in testimonies. Let me learn to say exactly what you have done. Give you all the glory, all the honor, and all the praise. It's never about me. It's always about you, Lord. In Jesus' name. Now say amen like you mean it.
Amen.
Amen. Father, we thank you for this marvelous day you've given to us. We are grateful, we appreciate, we are thankful, we are alive. You woke us up this morning. When we sleep as dead people. We are not in charge of our life at that moment. But when we wake up, you wake us up. So sleeping, awake, everything, you are the one who's giving us life. We are thankful, we are grateful. Thank you for all our biological children, all our spiritual children, extended families, families standing before me, those hearing the sound of my voice, children in this altar right now, and those hearing the sound of my voice from age 120 plus to zero form, those in seed form, those in the womb, those walking the earth every decade of life from 120 years to zero. We bless your holy name. We thank you for the gift of life, and we thank you for the gift of salvation. We thank you that we are your beloved children, and you are our beloved Father. We bless you, our Father and our God. We commit our day to you, Lord. Commit our week to you. Commit every child before you. Remember your promises. Remember your everlasting covenant with us. May your name be glorified through our lives. And as the school year is starting and children are going back to school, we pray over every one of them. Minister grace to all of them. May they have hearing ears to understand and to hear what the teacher is teaching. And everything that they do not need to know, delete it from their hearing. And the things they need to know, let it stay and may they retain. And Lord, ability to apply and to do what they are learning, come into their understanding in the name of Jesus. We thank you for the gift of intelligence, gift of recalling, gift of excellence. Lord, we pray that for those going back to work from their holidays, they will apply that to their workplaces. They will stop complaining at their workplaces, but begin to bless that workplace, that the place will flourish and grow, that more families will be fed because of their faithfulness to you. You are a faithful God. Bless all our leaders in this church, our pastors, our leaders, apostles, bishop, and every worker of life. Minister grace to every one of them. Lord, let there be light for every one of us, and may we receive the goodness of God. In Jesus' mighty name, amen. Well, bless you. See you later. Father, we thank you for your Holy Spirit, Spirit of the living God, Spirit of wisdom, Spirit of knowledge, Spirit of understanding, Spirit of counsel, Spirit of might, Spirit of the fear of the Lord, and all your spirit, which is your holy word. We receive you into our lives, our church, our families, our city, our nation, and in this service. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. All right, scripture reading this morning is Psalm 19. You have 14 verses. You need to catch up. The heavens declare. Psalm 19, I'm reading from verse 1. The heavens declare the glory of God, and the firmament showeth his handiwork. Day unto day uttereth speech, and night unto night showeth knowledge. There is no speech, nor language, where their voice is not heard. So whether you speak English or Chinese or Urobo or Isoko, any language you're speaking, Yoruba, Igbo, it doesn't matter, Ukrainian, Polish, German, wherever you hear in the sound of my voice, he hears you. French, he hears your voice. No speech, no language, where their voice is not heard. So you need to learn to use your voice and speak to the living God. Say amen. Their line is gone out through all the earth, and their words to the end of the world. In them hath he set a tabernacle for the sun. I can make comment on every verse. I'm just going to read. Which is as a bridegroom coming out of his chamber and rejoiceth as a strong man to run a race. His going forth is from the end of the heaven, and his circuit unto the ends of it. And there is nothing hid from the heat thereof. The law of the Lord is perfect, converting the soul. The testimony of the Lord is sure, making wise the simple. The statutes of the Lord are right, rejoicing the heart. The commandment of the Lord is pure, enlightening the eyes. Say amen. 9. The fear of the Lord is clean, enduring forever. The judgments of the Lord are true and righteous altogether. More to be desired are they than gold, yea, than much fine gold. Sweeter also than honey and the honeycomb. So now you know why I always say the word of the Lord is yummy. It's yummy, yummy, yummy. If the word of the Lord has not been yummy to you, you just say, Lord, help me to really taste. Taste, 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 taste. May your spiritual taste bud be awakened. Say amen. Say amen. More desire than gold. So when you enjoy the word of the Lord, you're richer than the richest person on earth. Say amen. Verse 11, moreover, by them is thy servant warned, and in keeping of them there is great reward. Hallelujah. Who can understand his errors? Cleanse thou me from secret faults. Praise the Lord. Say amen. Amen. You know when the Holy Spirit can tug you and you can repent, you better give God glory. When you are not able to hear him to turn around, you are in big trouble. Verse 13, keep back thy servant also from presumptuous sins. Let them not have dominion over me. Then shall I be upright, and I shall be innocent from their great transgression. That's rebellion. May you be free from rebellious spirit. Rebellion God hates. He says the sin of witchcraft. And the Bible says, suffer not a witch to live. Somebody say, I'm free from great transgressions. Say amen. 14, let the words of my mouth and the meditation of my heart be acceptable in thy sight, O Lord, my strength and my redeemer. Say a big amen. Amen. All right, go to Psalm 24. There are 10 verses, so you got to catch up. 24. Psalm 24. The earth is the Lord's, and the fullness thereof, the world and all they that dwell therein. For he hath founded it upon the seas, and established it upon the floods. Who shall ascend into the hill of the Lord? Remember, we come to ascend. You must ascend from where you are to his presence. Or who shall stand in his holy place? He that had clean hands and a pure heart, who had not lifted up his soul unto vanity, nor sworn deceitfully. He shall receive the blessing from the Lord, and the righteousness from the God of his salvation. Say amen. May you be the people that are sent to the Lord. May we be the people that are sent to the Lord. May we be this type of people in the name of Jesus. This is the generation of them that seek him, that seek thy face, O Jacob, Selah. If you don't seek him, you will never ascend. You are playing church. Verse 7, lift up your heads, O ye gates, and be ye lifted up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord strong and mighty. The Lord mighty in battle. Lift up your heads, O ye gates, even lift them up, ye everlasting doors, and the King of glory shall come in. Who is this King of glory? The Lord of hosts. He is the King of glory. Selah. Say amen. Hallelujah. Rise with me. Hallelujah. Father, we lift our hearts before you. Cleanse our heart. Purify our hearts. Purify our mind. Purify our soul. Purify our emotions. Purify our body. Purify our household. Purify our spouses. Purify our children. Purify our grandchildren. Purify their spouses. Purify our seeds. Purify everything that you have given to us. Purify our church. Purify our city. Purify our neighborhood. With the precious blood of Jesus, with your holy word, with your name, with your word, Father, cleanse us from every filthiness, everything that is not of you, in our mind, in our words, in our actions, in our activities, in secret things in our hearts, in our imagination. Cleanse us with the precious blood of Jesus, that we will ascend to your holy hills. We will stay in your presence to magnify your name and to bless your holy name. Let things that are not of you fall off us. We cast them aside. We cast them like old dirty rags. In the name of Jesus, purify your people, Lord. Purify your people. Purify your people, Lord. Give us a clean, pure heart that bless your holy name. Because you are the God who look at the heart of men. And you see every detail before they think it, before they do it, and what is the content of the heart. Every decision and every action and activity, you have seen it all. Father, give us a clean heart. Can you put your right hand in your heart and say, Lord, cleanse my heart. Lord, cleanse my heart. Say it like you mean it. Lord, cleanse my heart. Lord, purify my heart. Lord, make my heart beautiful. A beautiful heart that blesses your holy name. Out of the abundance of a man's heart, the mouth speaks. May from this moment on, may our mouth speaks of your glory, speaks of your goodness. Cleanse our lips, cleanse our tongues, cleanse our mouth, cleanse our inner man, sanctify our inner man. Keep us pure and holy. Keep us glorifying your holy name. When we are wrong, may we turn around speedily. When we sin, may we repent speedily. When we disobey, may we turn around and obey you speedily. In the name of Jesus. Lord, build your church. Build your church. Build your church. The gates of hell will not prevail against this church. Build your church. Say, Lord, build me. Lord, build me. And let the gates of hell not prevail against my life and my family and my ministry and my business. In the name of Jesus. Say it after me. Say, Lord, purify my life. Build me up as the body of Christ. Let the gates of hell not prevail against me. In Jesus' name, King of glory, come into my life and stay permanently. In the name of Jesus, say a big amen. Amen. Father, we thank you that you are the glory and the lifter of our head. You lift up your people, Lord. There is no tongue, no language, no speech that you do not hear. You hear it all. So remember your people that are crying out in different languages this morning. Today, calling upon the name of the Lord, hear their cry, hear their voice, answer them speedily, do your correction, do your lifting, do your blessing. Father, we thank you for the nation of Israel. We speak peace and shalom over Israel. We speak peace to Jerusalem. Peace within her walls and her palaces. Prosperity to her palaces. The defender of Israel, the glory and the defender of Israel, defend your people. Let the war and the problems all around, the enemies that have surrounded Israel, Lord, deal with all of them. Arise, O God, and let your enemies be scattered. Save your people, Lord. Give the leadership wisdom, wisdom from above. May they call upon the God of Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob. And may you hear their prayer, Lord. In the name of Jesus, may they lift their eyes unto the hills. From whence commend their help? The hills of the Lord. May you hear them, the God who made heaven and earth. Hear their cry now. Save them, Savior. Save your divine, save them. Save them, save your people. Protect the cities. Every arrow sent against them, may the fiery darts of the enemy be quenched by your fire in the name of Jesus. Fire their fire. Fire their fire. Fire their fire. In the name of Jesus. Father, protect your people. You are the shield and the buckler. You are the rock. You are the refuge. You are the hiding place. Hide your people. In the name of Jesus. Lord, out of your promises you have made to Father Abraham, Isaac, and Jacob, everlasting covenant, bless every nation where someone is calling on the name of the Lord. Bless Canada, United States of America, Nigeria. Bless Australia. Bless New Zealand. Bless Papua New Guinea. In the name of Jesus, all the isles of the seas, and everywhere someone is calling on the name of Yeshua, save your people, Lord. In the name of Jesus. Lord, be in the service this morning. Those that are sick and discouraged, we say be healed, be restored, be made whole. Those that are depressed, the joy of the Lord come to you, and may you be strengthened in your inner man. Your brain cells rejoicing and blessing the name of the Lord. That evil voice you are hearing, we command it to cease. Confusion, leave your mind now. Be clear and have clarity. In Jesus' name, we speak healing to every organ, from the crown of your head to the soles of your feet. Be made whole in the name of Jesus. Lord, be in the service this morning. Let your word come to us. With power, grace, favor, and mercy. Truth, healing, deliverance, wholeness. Restoration, testimonies. Victory upon victory. Success upon success. We remain in your holy presence. Bless the carrier of the word, the giver of the word. Bless apostle as and also myself. As we celebrate the great ministry you have given to him and I. Father, bless your holy name. Father, we thank you for the opportunity to know you. Thank you, O God, for the opportunity to be with you. Thank you for the word of the Lord. Now, for him, he has been celebrating 48 years full-time ministry. Father, we give you praise. I thank you for the privilege of knowing and being with him before that season. Thank you, Lord, that you are a great God. This holy commitment, may the faithfulness of God continue in his life. May he continue to give you glory. May the voice of the Lord continue to flow through his mouth and through my voice as we speak to the nations and speak to the local people. May your name be glorified forevermore. You are the rewarder of those who diligently seek you. May he see the fruit of his labor. May the fruit of this ministry be made manifest. We know we have stored a lot in the heavens, but let it also be manifest in the earth. In the name of Jesus, bless his children, his wife, and all those who have shown love and are committed to this ministry by supporting in prayer, in words, in finance, in encouragement, in invitation, and everyone who has played a role, Father, bless your people. In Jesus' mighty name. Amen. All right, God bless you. Maybe sit there, Apostle.